Just kidding, but seriously, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 5 of Just Kidding, but Seriously. Thanks for coming back. Welcome. Today's episode, this was a good one. I got a special guest on, one of my good friends, Eli. And I go through a conversation, random stuff, news, fun facts. We talk about Tom Brady and how he's ageless. We talk about conspiracy theorists. We get into the worst people in the world. We go through a little bit of that list. we also talk about health and fitness, of course, and motivation, lacking in that motivation to find something where you can continuously strive for a happier life if you're struggling with consistency, and a whole bunch of fun stuff. This is a great episode, a lot of laughs, and we wrap it up with some good motivational stuff. So please enjoy, please like, please subscribe, please tell your friends, email us, just kidding, but seriously, podcast.com. Let's dive in.
Hello.
How do you do?
What's going on?
What is up, my
Nothing much,
brother?
man. It's crazy how clear this all sounds.
Isn't it amazing?
Technology. We're
Isn't it fantastic? We are live.
going back to the moon soon, man.
Hey, there's a debate that we were never actually there.
I know, right? It's crazy. I don't really know how I feel about that one. I'm gonna believe
Well,
that we went there until I see some real solid proof that we weren't.
yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just there's so many things that people. Let's talk about that for a second. How are your thoughts on just like all these conspiracy people that like are just, it seems like there's like people that are normal, you know, like us, and then there's people that literally just believe in every single conspiracy theory.
Well, I mean,
And
oh, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
no, it's okay, jump
No, I was going to say, I appreciate you lumping me in the normal column. That's definitely
in.
nice to hear. I mean, I don't know where I stand as far as conspiracy theorists go. I certainly find them interesting for the most part because there are a lot that seem so crazy and unbelievable. Yet, if they are
True.
not true,
Yeah.
they're ridiculous coincidences, which, in my opinion, is equally as interesting as if they were actually true.
No, I get that. I'm totally like, I'm open to listening and reading on that stuff, but not really going too deep into them. Like for instance, I thought it was really interesting about the Mandalay Bay shootings and kind of how all that went down and then it just vanished. And nothing was really said about anything else, and it just kind of. And
I'm gonna
I
have
think that they made like a documentary on Amazon. I watched that as well, which was pretty neat. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about that. I'm not too familiar.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about, though, right? The
I don't
guy that
think.
was shooting out of the Mandalay Bay Hotel.
Oh, in Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know the name of the hotel that he was at, but yeah, I'm aware of all that
Yeah.
stuff.
No, I mean just to show, we don't have to dive into this because don't want to talk too, I don't know, just on dark topics like that, but I just think it's interesting, like you said, to kind of have an open mind on some things, and it's definitely curious to read on certain things, but certain things are just outrageous. Like I was hearing stories about how like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are like on the same team to where they literally go to some island and they take children, they kidnap children and take them to this island, and then this is where like a lot of rich people go and they They do cannibalism. They drink and inject children's blood.
Good God, man. Where do you find this kind of information?
I've heard that kind of stuff. It's just very random. But anyways, there's stuff out there like that that it just blows my mind. People believe and nonsense like that. I don't know. It just blows my mind. People are insane.
Can you imagine if they just put conspiracy theories like that on the bottom of fucking like Snapple bottle caps or something? You pop open a Snapple and it's like, did you know that Obama and Hillary Clinton take kids to a deserted island and eat people? Enjoy your Snapple.
Enjoy your Snapple. Fun fact of the week.
That'd be sick.
Oh my God. Oh, that's good. That is perfect. Let's talk about a little bit of just today's news and stuff. Dude, did you hear one of the top stories right now? Tom Brady struggled with his son not liking sports. But I heard that, okay, so Tom Brady's 42, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody knows who Tom Brady is. He's the GOAT, whatever. You got to respect him. Don't really care for the Patriots. They can eat dirt. But apparently, like, he actually retested his, I think, 40-yard dash at 42 years old. And mm-hmm. he ran faster than his 20-year-old or 19-year-old 40-yard dash.
That's pretty crazy.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, when you're in professional sports, you have access to, you know, the best trainers in the world and, you know, the best dietitians in the world. So, I mean, I wouldn't say that's necessarily expected that he should be able to do that, because like people like him and LeBron are just like on a whole nother level than basically every other athlete in the world. And they're kind of like freaks in nature.
Yeah.
But like, it's almost like it's surprising, but not surprising at the same time, just because of everything else that he's accomplished. You're just like, you know, what can't he do basically?
Yeah, it's funny too, because you look at, I mean, good comparison, LeBron and Tom Brady. They're a good comparison because they're one of the most known athletic icons today still playing. But you look at the two, and there is a huge difference in athleticism. And well, more so just muscle definition and explosiveness compared to the two athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it's two different sports, but it's just crazy to think. I mean, if you're 20 years old, you would never go, yeah, well, when I'm 41 or 42, I'm going to run faster than what I'm at right now at 20 years old. You know what I mean? Like, that's just crazy. Nobody fucking thinks that. Even, well, you know what? Some egotistical assholes would definitely think that, because they just think that they're the best and they're always going to be, you know, those freaking losers that just never think that they're going to get old. So they're like 40 years old. They're still wearing polo jeans or freaking, you know what I mean? Like, God, what did we wear back in the 90s? JNCOs and
I remember JNCOs, but I've been a heavy dude for quite a bit, and I don't remember them making JNCOs for like big dudes, but I certainly remember JNCOs existing and like all the, you know, kind of grunge kids or alternative kids wearing those.
What was JNCOs the actual brand, or was that just the name of the jean?
I think it was the actual brand name. They were like different variations of them, I think, but I think the overall concept of them was that you could like fit a fucking hubcap in the bottom of your damn pant leg.
Oh, you certainly could. You could rob an entire convenience store with those pants on.
Pretty much.
I don't think I ever wore them. I was more of a K-Swiss and Tommy Hilfiger kind of guy in middle school.
I was like a basic bitch in high school. I probably wore like Levi's or something.
Levi's.
I wasn't.
Those are
like,
still popular, I guess.
Like, I'm not a stylish person by any means, and I don't think I ever was. You know, maybe I've gotten a bit better with age and with being married, but yeah, back then I certainly wasn't really conscious of like what I was wearing, or you know, probably couldn't wear the hip stuff.
Yeah, you're more hip than you think.
Well, thank you. And what's funny though is you know, discussing about how, like, you know, I've been overweight for a while, and I saw Tom Brady's photo of, I think, you know, like what he looked like, you know, in just like his briefs, I think during his like weigh-in or something when he first signed with the Patriots. And I was just like, I was like, man, if this guy is a fucking goat in football and he's a professional athlete and he looks like that, I don't know what the hell I could ever strive to look like. That's ridiculous. Cause like, he didn't look like he was in excellent shape, but
well, that's what I'm saying. Compared to like LeBron, he's not, he's just a, he looks like a normal guy. If he didn't play football, he's kind of tall, like 6'4", 6'5", I think, or maybe, I don't know. I think he's around that, but he would just be a normal freaking white dude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could you imagine him working in, like, he could totally work in some dumbass freaking corporate office corporation.
He could work in a Barnes and Noble.
Be like the VP of sales.
Oh, I could totally see him as that.
Oh yeah. He's a typical, just, he's a normal looking person. I don't know. That's what's so amazing about it. And then he has 6 Super Bowl rings or some crazy shit. And he seems to age backwards and get faster.
You could picture him walking by the cooler like, hey, Karen, you working hard or hardly working? And everyone's just like, oh my God.
Just chucks a friggin' water bottle at her. Wishes he was in the NFL.
gonna make it one day, Karen.
Tom, you're like 48. You're never going, never going to the ship. It's I don't know. It's just like funny to think about though, like, because I guess the reason why it's more believable, like you said, you have access to probably the best trainer, the best dietitian, the best. You have your own personal chef. You have people that are professionally looking after your own family. You don't have to do anything, but
it's ridiculous,
focus on that.
Like, yeah. What blows my mind is the athletes that are like pretty big. And I mean, in football, it's understandable, but like, you know, Glenn Big Baby Davis that played for the fucking Celtics and the Magic. Like, I understand that you have emotional ties with eating. So just getting a trainer and a dietitian doesn't fix kind of those issues that need to be tackled. But it's like, when you're making millions of dollars a year, and you're a professional athlete and you're still like 60 pounds overweight, that's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously used his weight to his advantage on certain things, but he also probably hurt him when it came to cardiovascular endurance and stuff during games. I mean, he probably could have been a little bit more reliable on the court, not being so heavy, but he definitely, he used it to his advantage, I guess.
I mean, I'm sure it worked out in plenty of situations.
Have you seen him recently?
I haven't seen him recently, but I heard some stories about him like getting arrested or almost getting arrested or something.
Dude, I saw some video where he's still playing in some kind of like bush league, and he's probably playing against like other dads. And he's full on, just like, he's heavier now, way heavier, but he's still playing the way he was when he was in the NBA. So it's like full on, just 125%.
Can you imagine him at the park just playing a pickup game with like 12-year-olds, swatting these layups out from under these kids?
Rain dance,
raindrop.
Oh my god! Let's go on to another topic. Let's see what we got here. Walgreens closing U.S. 200 stores. Oh wow.
I guess they still had 200 stores open to close.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised at 200, the number 200. But if you think about it, that's probably nothing compared to how many they actually have. It seems like there's a Walgreens where there's a McDonald's. It seems there's one everywhere, unless it's a little like scarce in your part of Texas.
I mean, they're not too hard to come by, so. You know, they obviously, you know, have way more than 200 stores to close, but I certainly like have only been in there like maybe once in the last year, maybe 2 years. Like,
it's where you go when everything else is freaking closed.
Exactly. I went there. The last time I went there was on Christmas. I had told, you know, my wife, Jen, that, you know, we should get each other like some gag gifts, like just a few dollars here and there. And she got me a couple, and I totally forgot to get her some. So on Christmas, I went to Walgreens and bought her, like, a pair of, like, fucking Disney socks and a bottle of shaving cream.
I feel like any kind of gag gift has to end with shaving cream.
Seriously, man. Those obviously were, like, you know, throwaway gifts for the most part. I got her some other stuff, but I was just like...
Was it travel size, too?
Oh, no, it was the real deal. It was a full bottle.
What, of like Gillette or something?
I think it's called Evo. Is that what it is? Like EVO? Yeah, I don't know if you are familiar with women's shaving cream.
Oh, okay. Yeah, totally. I shave my legs weekly.
It turned out, you know, to be a great pickup, though, because she actually likes the shaving cream and might use that brand.
There you go. Well, friggin' Evo. You're welcome. Eli Newman.
Just got you a new sponsor, Evo.
I mean, I'll tell you what, though, Walgreens is probably the worst when it comes to, like, if you have to go there for, like, prescriptions and stuff. I don't understand the level of I don't even know the word. I'm going to say idiocy. Is that a word?
Idiocracy? It sounds like it could be, but I have a feeling it's probably something else.
Well, let's just call them morons. Yeah. That's a pretty easy one.
You can't give me a wrong prescription, moron.
Speaking of that, dude, a friggin' woman uses hot grease to disarm intruder.
Oh, man. making some onion rings, and then she just stops.
Frying onion rings, honey. Friggin' alarm goes off. Friggin' someone trying to rob him in the middle of the morning. Ah, what a moron.
That's got to be, like, I can't even imagine how bad that feels, getting, like, hot grease dumped on you.
It's probably got to be pretty miserable. I know it can't be fun.
Speaking of really hot stuff, I asked Jen this question earlier. I forget how it came up. If this is kind of dark, but kind of humorous. If you had to pick one out of three ways to punch your ticket, would you rather drown, die in a fire, or be like torn apart by wild dogs?
Oh my God.
And I brought this up because the oil reminded me of the fire. And
yeah, that, I would be burnt. I would rather be burned.
Interesting. I would choose the dogs, and I think Jen chose drowning. So we all got our things that we like.
The only reason why I say fire, I don't have any experience in burning myself, besides, you know, touching the hot stove and crying for a week. But if first of all, don't want to drown, because could you imagine someone suffocating you to where you, like, are literally trying to breathe, but you can't, like, no, that's a miserable way to die. Being torn apart by dogs, you're literally being eaten alive. I can't imagine that feels good. Let alone, like, a paper cut is, like, the worst thing in the world. being burned alive, I feel like you don't feel it. I think your body goes numb after a few seconds or some shit.
It's probably true. But Jen did bring up a good point that if, you know, the fire is large enough, you probably will feel like you're drowning anyways because of all the smoke and not being able to breathe. So,
oh, look at her and the angles she thinks.
That's almost a twofer. You're drowning while being burned alive.
Now, that would be the worst if that was all three at the same time somehow. Almost like if you got ripped apart by dogs, but you're still alive. One of them froze you into like a burning lake or like a burning hole or pit. And then, like, I don't know. I don't know how that would happen, but that sounds like the worst thing ever. You get burned so bad that you still don't die, and then you somehow fall through, like, the second floor building and drop into a tub of people that were trying to take showers or something, and you drowned alive.
Yeah, that sounds kind of bad.
Oh, that sounds like a great one. Sounds like a good movie or a short or something. Someone make it. I don't know. That's crazy. Brazilian gangster dead after failed prison break. What an idiot. Well,
there's a lot more to this story. Like, how did he try to break out? And did he die, like, in the process, or did the guards kill him afterwards? Or
that's a great question. Let's dive in here. A Brazilian gang leader tried to escape prison dressed as his daughter. Whoa.
Oh, I read about this, but when I read it yesterday, I was not aware that this dude died.
Whoa, this is creepy. I'm watching the video right now. He has like a skin latex covering over his face or something. And he was wearing a wig. Wow. He's taking everything off. That's really weird. So when that failed, he killed himself when he couldn't get out.
Ooh, yeah, I didn't hear that part when I read the article yesterday. That's crazy.
Wow, that is crazy. That is kind of dark, but
what's crazy is that when I read it, you know, they said that his daughter came in, I guess, wearing the same clothes, and the whole plan was for him to dress up and walk out as her and leave her in the prison, which, you know, sounds like, I guess, dad of the year, right? Leave your daughter in prison so you can get out.
He literally took bring your daughter to work day to the full extreme. Oh my God. Is she still in there? Is she in trouble, I wonder?
I'm pretty sure she got arrested for trying to help him escape.
I mean, you can't blame her, but that's also really, I wonder if she knew about his plan.
She's like, damn, they're going to find it crazy that I didn't walk in with a twin and I'm walking out with a twin. And he's like, yeah, that's right.
Good God, man. That is crazy. Oh my gosh. What else we got going on here? Monkey turns off tap when it's done drinking water. It's one of those.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Anything with a monkey's funny, dude. Oh my God. It's just showing him like going ham on like a water faucet. And he's got his little hand on the top tap. That's funny.
Like, even if you said like a news headline of monkey gets bored watching Netflix and takes a nap, that's still hilarious, even though like nothing about that is truly funny. It just is for some reason.
I think it's just the thought of a monkey. Monkeys are so, I don't know why they're so funny. They're like little old people, basically.
Pretty much.
Speaking of Brady, Brady's mass home is up for sale for $39.5 million. So any takers out there looking for a new home?
Who needs that? Like, I wonder if it's like a compound like Michael Jordan. How big is that house?
I mean, I wonder how compared to like Michael Jackson, how he had he had his own like Disneyland basically. I wonder what 39 million, like how many square feet that is, or if that's just like an entire city.
He's just got his own corporate office with cubicles in there for whenever he retires.
Oh my God. Oh man. Tom Brady. Talked enough about him. Well, I guess since we're on the topics, we can go into like some random fun facts, do some happier stuff.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's check it out. Pirates wore earrings because they believed it improved their eyesight.
I don't really understand that logic, but things were a lot different back then.
I know people were less judgy, man. You could be a little bit more of a rebel. Even though nobody liked pirates back in the day because they were thieves. But, you know, that's besides the fact.
It's crazy. Can I elaborate on that? Am I allowed to?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy that how things kind of flip-flop and change. Because if you think about it, like, being a pirate and how violent they were, it was probably one of the manliest occupations you could have, if you want to really call that an occupation. And they wore earrings, and it was totally cool. And then you reach a point in history where if you wear earrings as a guy, you're looked at as like a pussy basically. And then now it's totally cool to wear earrings again as a guy. So it's just weird, the transition of how things are perceived.
Well, not only that, but like think about what a pirate looks like. And basically your modern day pirate is a biker.
that's pretty true.
In a way, I mean, the way they look, the way they dress, it's pretty much, you know, land pirates in a way.
It's a good call, a two-wheel pilot.
Pirate. You got me on that one. The only thing they touch on this topic is they say, along with many other reasons, due to superstitions, they thought it protected them from bad eyesight or even blindness, seasickness, and drowning. I don't know how that is. I mean, did they interview a pirate? How the hell do they know that?
Tom, I'm here with famous pirate Captain Dipshit.
He was frozen for 37 million years. He's come back to life here. Let's go ahead and ask him a few questions. Why the hell do you guys wear earrings?
He puts the microphone in his face and then the pirate just cuts his head off.
We lost him. But it just gone. That's awesome. Let's see what else we got. Oh, this is kind of fun, I guess. The Twitter bird actually has a name. I didn't know there was a Twitter bird. His name is Larry.
You didn't know there was a Twitter bird? Isn't it just like the icon?
I guess. Oh, yeah, I guess. I didn't think about that. Shoot.
Because you got to think about it. You send out a tweet. What do birds do? They tweet and they shit on
you. Who would have thought that would be the longest running type of like biggest outreach for famous people and our president now?
Dude, I'm a 90-year-old when I have Twitter just to follow some like celebrities that aren't on Instagram. And like when I get into that app, I'm like a 90-year-old. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? How do I navigate this
thing? I'm still like, I don't use it very much. And I still, I'm the same way. I use Instagram and Facebook, but I never really gotten a Twitter, and it's still like one of the tops. And I think it's going to outlast all of them because for some reason, it's just still like a huge platform for just like the entire world. It's crazy. Yeah.
A lot of people are using it, and I just still have not seen what's so, I guess, good about it, or what's good enough to make me kind of make that leap from Facebook or Instagram.
Well, the reason... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I already have two ways in which I give people life updates that they don't care about. I don't need a third one.
Put it on a third one just for the shits and giggles.
Yeah, I guess.
Just for you to like it yourself.
I retweet my own fucking tweets. Yeah. Just in case you guys didn't see, I had Triscuits for a snack earlier.
Let me just remind myself how sad my life is. Retweet. Apparently they made it Larry because of Larry the Bird, the famous basketball player.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I was about to be like, who the fuck is Larry the Bird? But...
I'll tell you what, he was, if you look back at his videos, he was nasty. Talk about someone that was nasty. Tall, white guy, one of the best players in the NBA, short shorts all the way up to his friggin' balls, and he had the nastiest mustache at some point.
Yeah, he did. I've seen those photos.
Yeah, I don't know. Great basketball player, but disgusting stash. Disgusting what the 70s looked like. I think it was the 70s, right?
I think
basically it was Jackie Moon all the way.
Maybe early 80s, I think, late 70s.
I think he played in both eras, if I'm not mistaken. But don't quote me on that. I'm not working for ESPN or history or whatever the hell you want. Check this out. Oh, this is pretty cool. I watched this show. So in the popular sitcom Parks and Recreation, the writers had no idea Nick Offerman was a talented saxophone player when they wrote the Duke Silver plotline. That's awesome. So he legitimately was. Did you ever watch that show?
I tried it. I gave it a shot, and I think I watched maybe the first four or five episodes, and then I just got sidetracked and moved on to something else.
You need to continue to watch it because of the character Andy, and because of Ron Swanson, Nick Offerman plays.
Mm-hmm.
Their characters alone, I know you'll love the humor in it. It's hysterical. It's basically like The Office, but just like in a different setting with a female lead instead of. It's funny though. Good writing.
I'll give it another go. I like all of those actors in other things. So I don't see why. Yeah. I wouldn't.
What's
like
his
that
name?
One.
Who's the little guy?
Aziz.
Aziz. Yeah, Aziz Ansari. Even though he's kind of trying to crawl his way back after that bad publicity on the situation with the girl or whatever, his ex or some girl that.
I mean, from what I read, I don't think he did anything wrong. I mean, if I don't obviously have all the facts because I wasn't there, but it doesn't.
Yeah,
seem
but
like...
did you see his latest stand up? It's very dark. It's very dry, and it's very. You can tell that it like hurt him bad on a mental standpoint as a comedian, and I think he's trying to go a different route, at least with this latest like release on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I wasn't very into it compared to his old stuff.
I haven't seen it. I've seen a couple clips, but I've honestly never been too much into his actual stand-up, but like I thought he was funny in like Observe and Report, and yeah. You know, he was a comedian and Funny People. He was kind of funny in that movie, but he was also, he's got that show Master of None.
Yeah, that's a good show too. It's very original.
Yeah, it shows pretty good as well.
It's different, and he uses his real parents, which is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I thought that was fun. So Nick Offerman is a badass jazz musician. And he also builds a bunch of shit with his bare hands. So that's pretty manly.
Don't get more manlier.
No, it really doesn't. Let's talk about the worst people in the world.
Oh, I'm
down. A little bit here. Yeah, I freaking love talking about those people. I think let's move on down. Well, we all know who Genghis Khan is. That's pretty cool. So those of you who don't, he's number 21 on the top 25 worst people in the world list. He founded what would eventually become the largest contiguous, is that right? Contiguous empire? That sounds right.
Yeah, we'll go with it. Just contiguous,
run. Contiguous empire in history, and nearly managed to conquer not just one but two continents. Compared to many people on this list, he was relatively benign.
Benign.
Huh, man, people are really finding out how terrible I am at grammar and language. However, at least offering up the chance to surrender before proceeding to destroy everything in sight. Good Lord. Just to paint a picture of what that could look like, some historians have estimated that the Iranian population didn't return to pre-Mongol levels until sometime in the late 20th century. Good God.
Well, goddamn. You don't have people like, he might be one of the worst. That's
there
my
you go.
That's my version of, I can't carry a tune to save my life. But like, you go ahead. You show me how it's done.
The worst.
Oh yeah, there it is.
There it is.
No, but he might be one of the worst, but like you don't have that kind of determination nowadays. Like he almost conquered two continents, and then my dentist tells me I need to floss more, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like I can't even floss, and this guy's almost conquering two continents. That's ridiculous.
Hey, some people have determination. Those were different times too back in the day, and I mean, just like the whole, you know, like I'm sure Hitler's on this list somewhere, but those type of people are just, they're not right in the head. But could you imagine if they used their determination and power for good?
Yeah, dude. I had that conversation at work one time, like, you know, scammers on the internet and everything, and like learning how to hack into stuff. And it's like, dude, like this could be a legitimate like career if you actually didn't do illegal things with it. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Be smart about it. I don't know.
Damn morons.
All right. So it seems like a lot of this worst people things are very old history of ours. So Caligula is number 20. Sometimes it seems that being a Roman emperor was incongruent with maintaining your sanity. Case in point, this guy, what started with a little gambling and wasteful spending quickly turned into a circus of bloody mayhem. Man, it sounds like the plot of Rounders with
with
Matt Damon and
Vince Vaughn.
No, not Vince Vaughn. Matt Damon and Edward Norton. When they're Yeah, they're like gamblers. They go play poker and they get. I mean, there's nothing like it because it didn't turn into a bloody mayhem. But, you know. But not only did killing become his favorite pastime, nice, but he also concluded that he was God and therefore should have a statue of himself erected. Erected in the temple of the Jerusalem for people to worship. No wonder Rome burned that to the ground.
Jeez. This guy sounds like a psycho, and honestly, like, there are still tons of people who sound like they're equally as high on the nut job totem pole as this guy.
We don't have to even name those people. We already know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Whoa. All right, here we go.
Oh, whoa. Oh, that guy's terrible. This guy's ugly as shit. From some, weird.
Go ahead.
You can touch on it, whatever you're going to say. I'll go into the last one.
No, I was just going to say that reminded me of that clip from Semi-Pro where he's introducing that like Russian guy, and he's like 6'10", ugly as shit.
From some weird ass country called Lithuania.
His sister wants to be an astronaut. I don't think she can do it.
Oh my god. His name is Muammar Gaddafi. I think I said his first name right. And issuing soldiers Viagra to help them rape and kill women, indiscriminately executing his own people and sponsoring international terrorists. He was only the second still serving state leader in history to have arrest warrants issued against him. Translation, he was really, really bad at his job. So bad, in fact, that even Fidel Castro once described him as being reckless.
Whoa. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, the first part about forcing his soldiers to take Viagra and raping and kill women, that's pretty dark.
That it is.
That is why he's on the worst list.
Dude, what if you like started bringing like, you know, the worst list is brought to you by, and then like name a product that's fucking terrible?
Well, let's throw it in now. The worst is brought to you by
Smirnoff Ice.
Smirnoff Ice. If you're not man enough to drink a beer, why not have a sugary, friggin' terrible alcoholic drink? That makes you feel like shit.
Piece of garbage.
Smirnoff. Drink one or five today. Oh my god. Anyways, let's talk about some terrible, like, well, a couple of weird jobs on Craigslist. Bro, I pulled up a list. This is ridiculous. All right, so first one that I want to talk about, experienced bra fitter.
Bra fitter. So this means that you, like, help women, like, find the perfect bra size for them, or what?
Yeah. So, I mean, apparently, you know, I'm sure this was a hands-on job. And I bet that person had a lot of trouble finding candidates for this one. But it was a real posting. I don't know if it's still up. That's just what I'm seeing here.
That is unique.
Yeah. Here's another one. Eyebrow threading.
Good God. I've seen videos. I'm talking like an idiot. I've seen videos of people like doing the, if it's what I'm thinking, where like they have like two threads and they're, you know, trimming their brows just with the thread somehow. Like, I don't get it.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, is it not just like, is it like a term, threading eyebrows?
I think so. If it's what I'm thinking of, like, you can find videos of people, like, you know, instead of waxing their eyebrows or like shaving with a razor or something, they use like threads somehow to trim their brows. And I've seen it and I'm like, I don't get, that's like beyond chopsticks to me. Like, I can't use chopsticks to save my life, let alone trim my little ass eyebrows with threads. But maybe this is something totally different and I'm getting it confused.
No, I mean, I can't imagine what else eyebrow threading means.
to look this shit up.
Unless it's some kind of like skill, kind of like, you know, someone that can dribble a basketball between their legs.
if you do a quick search of eyebrow threading, it says it's a method of hair removal originating in Iran, India, Central Asia, and China.
Oh, wow. So it's not with tweezers, it's with ancient tools.
It's literally with like strings and threads. I don't get how.
Oh, jeez. No! I know what you're talking about now. Where it's almost like they're pinching the hair off with like.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I could totally do that. That's a skill in itself.
You give up your training, personal training career to fucking thread eyebrows.
Oh, could you imagine those Instagram and Facebook posts?
You just used the same promo photo that you have from the fucking thing.
Oh, man. And
you still call it KMIV Fitness, but you just tell people, I don't do fitness anymore. I just thread eyebrows.
Oh, my God. That's good. Okay. We can go on. Dude, check this one out. Title of it is Help Desk Technician at the Pentagon.
That's on Craigslist? What the fuck?
Like, who's supposed to call into a help desk technician for the Pentagon?
Well,
there's no way it's real.
Well, the help desk technician would be, I think, for people who work there who are needing help, like troubleshooting things.
But hey, it's, Dan, like, I can't control this missile. We're having a problem here. Can we get some help over here?
I don't even know where you go to apply for a job at the Pentagon, but it's fucking definitely not Craigslist.
I don't know, man. You might be surprised. Oh, my gosh. Let's see here. Salt Lick cashier.
What? Is that here in Austin?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
We have a barbecue place here called Salt Lick Barbecue.
Oh, shit. Maybe it is that. I wonder if it is. Maybe just someone thought it was a crazy name or something.
Ooh, grab your spoon and dive into that fucking bitch. Sorry, I'm stealing your line from episode 3 that I listened to earlier today.
Oh, that's okay. Let's see. Hold on. Duty calls technician. Obviously, that's just a plumber. Sandwich artist. Ground support. Commercial space hunter. What the hell is this?
What I want to know is, like, they put commercial there as if there's another kind of space hunter that you need to, you know, say. Like, it's no, also it's in that.
The commercial is all in caps, too.
Commercial space
hunter. It's a normal fucking job.
Yeah.
Oh, it's legit. This is legit. This is my own business. I'm a space hunter.
We got tons of free snacks and cold brew on the shuttle, you guys. It's a great team environment.
It's in one of those, like, Scooby-Doo vans.
Fucking Zoltan posted the damn job posting.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable, man. I mean, I've seen crazier jobs, but this is pretty good. Wanted, happy person.
I mean, that's a legitimate. It's a legitimate.
What do you mean, thing. like a life coach or like a?
It depends. Depends what the job description is. Are they just saying they want a happy person to be around them so that they could try to mooch off of that happiness and get happy themselves?
You know, I don't know. To be honest with you, this is great. Guerrilla marketer. Part-time marketer needed to get the word out on free peer-to-peer giving site. The position will last approximately a month and pay $550. Duties will include posting free items, seeking out cafes and markets to put up flyers, street stenciling, and some blogging. This position is perfect for a college student or someone that has no fucking life.
Yeah, that seems weird. Like, I've looked on, you know, Indeed in the past, and just like, God, some job descriptions are so bizarre. And like, why would you want a job for just a month? I don't know.
Oh, here's a good one too. Make believe girlfriend. I just want you to make believe you're my girlfriend for a couple of hours, maybe once or twice a week. This might include doing real girlfriend stuff. We can talk about it. I am a good white male. Good Lord.
Yeah, that's
kind I bet of a, you he got hired. I bet you he hired somebody though.
It's kind of a touchy subject. Why did he have to, you know, discuss what he looks like?
Yeah. Why do you have to add that in there? And why did he have to say this might include doing real girlfriend stuff?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Well, you know, I'm sure it entails something sexual, and I also sure it entails, like, maybe, I don't know, picking him up from fucking school or something.
The thing, though, is, like, nowadays, like, I think it's probably extremely common to have, you know, to get into some sexual stuff with someone you're not in a relationship with. So when I hear do real girlfriend stuff, I think, like, she's got to clip his toenails or something.
Pop his pimples. Tweeze his eyebrows, tell him he's a freaking piece of shit.
Tell his mom that she needs to stop being a nosy bitch and back the fuck off.
You know, typical stuff. Oh my gosh. All right, let's jump into one of my favorite segments tonight at 11. Bride ruins $12,000 wedding dress after disastrous side effects of detox drinks.
That sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, it sounds pretty bad. What about this one? Tonight at 11, man, 26 years old, pays a woman $100 to give him a wedgie in public as part of a fetish.
Oh, do we get to dive into this one?
Oh my god, let's dive in. That's awesome. Oh man. Bear with us, listeners. The city worker from Camberwell, London, admits he receives a wedgie every other week and likes the humiliation, pain, and domination. Oh, man, of course he's freaking European.
God, that's so fucking interesting.
That's all it talks about. That's great. That's probably the best thing I've read in years. Anyways, tonight, Met 11, simple arrow illusion causes headaches and confusion. As it can't turn left.
Ooh, it's got the Zoolander effect.
Something. I don't know. That sounds a little too complicated to get into, Jim. let's move on, shall we? Farmer's unique proposal to girlfriend is slammed as really gross and creepy. Well, we definitely have to dive in here. Oh my god. If you guys can see the picture.
Hope you brought your scuba gear because we're diving in.
Yeah, so apparently, farmer's unique proposal to girlfriend is slammed as really gross and creepy. A picture of the unusual proposal has raised eyebrows, as it's not to everyone's taste. And let me describe the picture for you. It is a cow's udder with a ring forced around one of the udders, just kind of dangling there, is nice and close up. So a farmer reportedly proposed to his girlfriend by putting an engagement ring on a cow's udder, but the romantic gesture has been labeled creepy by some. Okay, a photo of the magical moment has been shared by the woman from Singapore. Of course, she's from Singapore on the prolific Facebook group I'm ring shaming. Good Lord, man.
God, it should have said it was considered, what was it?
Considered utterly creepy?
Yeah, it was considered creepy by some and disgusting by all is what it should have said.
No, it should have said something with utterly because it's not utter.
Oh, you've got quick remarks.
But I like yours too. Definitely it's considered gross by everyone. Rotten zombie Skittles are new utterly repulsive flavor, cunningly disguised in packs. What?
I don't know what to make sense of what you just said.
I know.
Sounds
rotten
like
zombie Skittles. I guess it's a Skittles that says zombie on it. And they're like advertising like a zombie cartoon on it. Our new utterly repulsive flavors. Oh, they must have really bad, like old, maybe they're just old Skittles and they rebrand them. They're like fucking from the 30s.
Oh, that's genius.
That is genius.
Expired Skittles and just repackage them.
Put zombie on them and everybody will buy them. Oh my gosh. So worst bride ever cancels wedding in Savage. email after guests refused to pay $900 a person. Wait, what?
Fuck that. Let's
dive in. Tonight at 11. No one wanted to fund her once in a lifetime party as she was livid. Having to tell your nearest and dearest that your wedding is canceled is an incredibly painful task. Who wouldn't feel for the person who was going through that? Unless that person is Susan from Canada. Fucking Susan. Whose email to her friends and family have left people open-mouthed with shock. The reason Susan has to cancel her wedding is because her guests refused to pay $900 towards it each. In a Facebook post shared, details of Susan's demands. Dear friends, it begins. It comes with great sadness that I am announcing the cancellation of a wedding. I apologize for canceling only 4 days beforehand. Good Lord. This is the best thing I've ever read. Let's dive in. So, let's see. Hold on. However, we are remaining civil and are still a team for our son. After hours of tears, mental exhaustion, and even dissection. Where's the beginning of this? I'm totally botching this.
I was going to say, that sounded like something completely different.
All right, here we go. Nope, never mind. Moving on. I'm screwing this one up. It's too many friggin' ads popping up for this. I'm getting ad poppers.
You need an ad blocker on that computer.
All right, whatever. It went to Twitter and things got weird. So, anyways, unfortunately, the fiance and I have broken it up due to some recent and irreparable problems. We have decided to end our relationship and not go forth with any future proceedings. The issue was a cash flow problem with guests refusing to stump up hundreds of pounds to bank. Oh wait, what's 900 pounds, not dollars? What, how much is 900 pounds?
Let's find out.
Go ahead and pull up your Canadian pound calculator. I mean specifically asked for cash gifts. How could we have our wedding that we dreamed of without paper proper funding?
All right, so
without proper funding.
So 900 pounds is equivalent to $1,096.64.
So, I mean, if you think about it, damn, they basically would have gotten like $1,000 from each of their guests. And it doesn't say, I don't know how many people were actually invited, but that, if that worked and paid off, that's genius.
That's fucking ridiculous to expect anyone to pay anything to attend your wedding. Like, unless you're fucking Beyonce.
Yeah, but it's like an international thing to give like a gift or like some kind of money or check or something.
Well, yeah, but to put an actual like dollar, like an amount, yeah. Like this is what you have to give us is like, I don't think so.
Definitely did it the wrong way. What a bunch of morons. Well, not everybody can be a genius. Anywho. Moving on, tonight at 11. Man enraged by sound of chewing hasn't spoken to family for 4 years.
Damn. Can you imagine being so mad over it that you still haven't cooled down even after like 4 months? Like you're still livid after 4 months, let alone 4 years?
I wonder who found out about this report. This is great. I mean, like, that's one of the best things I've ever heard.
How does he chew compared to his family? That's what I want to know. Is he not
I don't know. I chew different foods or types of foods differently. Like, if you're eating a bowl of cereal, you have to smack. Smacking a bowl of cereal makes it 10 times better. I don't know why. Oh, man. Anyways. Tonight at 11, boss publicly humiliates rude men who overspent by 500 pounds at fancy work party. It seems like there's a lot of funny stories over in the old UK or Canada. I don't know.
Crazy.
Tonight at 11,
crazy.
Man gets more than bargained for after asking for help editing X out of Grand Canyon photo. Great. Let's dive in. Let's see here. Nothing can ruin a gorgeous photo quite as comprehensively as an ex. Unfortunately, in this digital age, this is a scenario many of us are familiar with. However, one student recently decided not to let the presence of an ex lurking pole whoa, an ex lurking spoil a favorite photo or that he took in, to Twitter for guidance. Sharing the original photo, asked anyone any good with Photoshop. Got this picture of me and at the Grand Canyon, but it's with my ex. I just want me in it. Social media users rose to the challenge magnificently and erased Cullen's ex from the frame. Then, as you would expect, things escalated as literally hundreds of people took some hilarious artistic license. Oh my God.
I'm curious to see these.
I can send you the link. This is great. It's hard to explain some of them. I mean, one has like him. Basically, it's a picture of him. And he's looking, they're sitting down and he's looking out at the Grand Canyon. And then, the girlfriend was sitting next to him, but she's taken out of the photo now and people are putting in like basically props.
Okay. I found the article.
Yeah. there's a ton of them. Oh, I like the Lion King one where basically the grown up Simba is sitting next to him.
Mm-hmm. The
there's like a King
good.
Kong one. Oh my God. Yeah, the Batman one is good. That's crazy. That's why I love this world today, man. You do something like that and people just respond with so much humor.
Mm-hmm.
It's needed. That's the way it should be taken. Yeah.
It's needed exactly. With all this shit going on.
I agree. Definitely. All right, tonight at 11, woman wants to open vagina spa in the UK offering vagicals and V tightening. I don't think I ever would have thought I would ever read a sentence that had vagicals. And vagina spa in the same sentence.
Yeah, it sounds... I don't know. I don't even know what to say about this.
Yeah.
I'm stumped.
I'm stumped, and I think we could stop there with tonight at 11. We'll talk about all that later. wow. Good Lord. Anyways, moving on. Let's talk about a little bit of health and fitness and motivation and kind of wrap things up. Let's see. So, Eli, you got any questions on your end when it comes to health and fitness? Just anything you've always been curious about or anything that you're struggling with that some of our listeners might struggle with or... that you're seeing success in, maybe on your end?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to get back into the groove of things. You know, like I said earlier, I was heavy for quite a while. And, you know, I got to the point where I was able to say enough's enough and found some motivation, especially with, you know, starting my relationship with Jen. And, you know, I lost a lot of weight. I guess I walked down 110 pounds, which was great. But I think the reason I was able to do it was, you know, I was probably doing like 60 to 70 minutes of cardio a day and eating maybe 1,000 calories a day. And so yeah. I was losing a lot of weight. I was probably losing muscle, but that kind of workout routine and that kind of eating, like getting that caloric deficit is just not something that you could just keep doing forever and ever. And so now I'm trying to eat, you know, upwards of, you know, 1,800, 2,000 calories. And, you know, I hate lifting weights. So I'm just trying to put all that together to see those same results is difficult after gaining, you know, a significant amount of weight back.
Which, I mean, that's believe it or not, what a lot of people struggle with. And I think, you know, it kind of sucks that you don't like lifting weights just because of the humongous benefit that it has compared to cardio. And you know, sometimes it might be something that maybe you hate it or you don't like it because it's like an unfamiliar territory or you haven't found the type of lifting that you actually enjoy. There could be many factors with it, but I mean, the advantage that you could get with even if you just lifted and did like a full body workout with weights instead of cardio, 2 to 3 times a week would completely change your overall energy levels. You wouldn't feel as exhausted from just doing hours of cardio. You would have more energy levels. Your metabolism would raise. So you're going to burn more fat. and you're going to actually be able to eat more food, which is probably what you need to do. You're actually probably eating too less or too little, and your body adapts to that. So if you're overstressing it with cardio and you're under eating, it just becomes this fluctuation of being very tired. And when you're not getting enough like whole food meals and you're just kind of under eating, it's you're going to obviously lose muscle, and it's going to also correlate to your energy and to your happiness as well. What's the one thing that you hate about lifting weights? Why haven't you gotten into it? Is it because you just don't really know where to start, or you just don't have interest in it?
I mean, I think it's a combination of things. It's, if I had to narrow it down to, let's say, two, I would probably say it's a combination of, you know, all you always hear about people saying like they have their routines, like, oh, I do this, these muscle groups on this day and these muscle groups on that day. And so I'm not familiar enough to where I feel like I can develop a solid plan for myself to follow. But in addition to that, it's just, you know, I'm a weak dude and I'm a big dude. So I just don't like the, it's kind of like a self-conscious thing as well. Like if I'm, you know, in a gym or if I'm around a bunch of people, you know, the thought of trying to lift weights is just not something that I'm, you know, enthused about.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. I mean, and that's the sad part about, like, even I think everybody has kind of like an ego when they go into the gym mindset. You know, you like have to have be lifting heavy weights or you look like a little bitch. But in reality, I mean, if there's a way to find some kind of like, I mean, there's plenty of like good fitness content and programs out there that you can get tailored to you. I could make them for you. I'd love to help you in some kind of a way, because, you know, we're good old friends. And if you ever get sick and tired of, you know, the same old shit, you need to try it, because I think you'd actually end up liking it, even if you were just doing it once a week, or you found like a gym that was like empty or like a private gym or something, so you didn't have to work out in front of people or whatever. But
well, yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, I it's something I've known for a long time that I would benefit like greatly from doing it. It's just the motivational aspect is not there. I'm just like, you know, dead set in my, you know, kind of old habits of just hit cardio and not willing to branch out and try new things.
No, I understand. I trust me. I did cardio only for years when I was a little heavier. And I mean, there's so many articles and like studies and just proof that like doing, they're doing studies now that they're actually going to be recommending, because most doctors nowadays, they'll recommend 30 minutes of cardiovascular exercise to, you know, for patients that need to get into shape or be healthy or whatever. But now they're going to actually start recommending, not how regular it's going to be, but they're going to recommend resistance weight training instead of cardio, because studies have shown that there's way more positive results. So I'm going to get you comfortable one day. I will. It's my mission.
Well, Jen's certainly going to appreciate it, because she hates cardio. So if you if we can get me on board with lifting weights, she's going to be a happy camper.
Well, what about her? I mean, maybe I can get you guys both on the same kind of routine so you can do it together. And that'll build, you guys will have the confidence to be with each other, and then you can just block out everybody else and just follow what I have for you to do. And I promise you, it'll make a huge change.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll see. Right now we're just limited to the gym at our complex, so they don't have a whole lot of equipment in there, but next time I go in there, I can see what they do have available and then possibly see what we can work with that.
Yeah. Just let me know. I'll give you some good stuff to kind of follow, so you don't have to worry about thinking of what you have to do. You just follow it, and we'll talk more later. But I mean, that's a common thing, dude, and that's why I'm glad you brought it up. I think it's That's the reason why I got into fitness. You know me. You've known me for a long time. I've always been this way. I mean, that's why I got into fitness. I love helping people, and if I can help my friends and family more than anything, it's the biggest thing about it is the long-term health benefits. So I don't know if you guys are going to have kids or anything, but that's what I think of for any of my friends and my family is I want you guys to be around so you can play with them, so you can be a positive impact. Not to say if you don't go to the gym, you're not positive impact, but it kind of bleeds into everything else in your life.
It totally does. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
If it's something to where you don't have to be a gym rat, you don't have to go every day. If you just do full body workouts, even if it was just body weight stuff, which can actually be even harder sometimes, but I don't know. It's one of those things where it can positively impact the people around you, yourself, your self-motivation. It's just one of those things where sometimes you have to get out of that zone where you're uncomfortable. And I completely understand where you're at in your mind in a way. Not totally, but I know what you're feeling, because I had the same thoughts when I was a little younger. My brother would always make fun of me about it too. But
yeah, the problem is just, you know, how you get inside your own head. I'm not worried about anyone making fun of me. It's just that uncomfortable feeling you get, even though you know that no one is actually judging you. Like, you're judging yourself, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one step at a time, but you'll be fine. You've always, you have the determination. I mean, you've been there, you've done it. It's just, like you said, at that one point where it's not sustainable to do all this cardio and eat 1,000 calories, and you probably feel like shit.
For the most part, yeah. I mean, I felt great about myself, but
yeah.
Was certainly like exhausted all the time.
And that's what a lot of people do. They go through they try to cut their calories and they lose a lot of weight at first because they're putting a lot of stress on their body. They're burning a lot of calories. They're only eating 1,000 or some crazy shit. And then, of course, their body's going to lose weight and change. But then you're going to get to a certain point where you can't do it anymore mentally and physically. And then that's where you kind of fluctuate and go back and forth and stuff. And it's like a continuous cycle.
But
that is the real shit right there. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. Just kidding, but seriously, this was special guest Eli. He's going to be on more often, and hope you guys liked the episode. Hope you enjoyed. Please send some email questions and topics to justkiddingbutseriouslypodcast@gmail.com. Stop being shy. We want to hear from you. Thanks for being on, Eli. It was a pleasure, man.
Of course, man. I enjoyed it. Look forward to doing it again.
Oh, you'll be doing it again.
All right.
Real soon. I'll see you on Thursday.
Call you back in 5 minutes.
All right, guys. Till next time.
All right, peace.
Peace.